This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
It's time for Mind Matters, our monthly chat with clinical psychologist Anthony Smith, where we dive into the mental health topics that matter most to our community. Today we're talking about something that sounds simple but can be really tough to put into practice. Boundaries. What are they? How to set them? And how they can protect our well-being, especially in queer lives. Anthony, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much for having me on again.
Anthony, you often talk about the importance of boundaries in mental health. For our listeners, what do we actually mean when we say boundaries?
Yeah, well, boundaries at their core are the limits that we set to protect our well-being and what's important to us. They're not necessarily about pushing people away, but about showing others how to connect with us respectfully. And when they're done well, boundaries create safety, clarity, and healthy connections with other people in our lives. I guess boundaries aren't necessarily walls, but they're signposts or signals that help others know how to connect with us in a respectful way.
Mm. And there are different kinds of boundaries, aren't there? There's the emotional, physical, like digital boundaries that we should have worn out.
So some boundaries that we're probably familiar with, those physical boundaries, what we're comfortable in terms of our own personal space and how other people might enter that space, how they might perhaps touch us or interact with us. Mm-hmm. There are emotional boundaries about what we feel safe to disclose and share with other people. But I guess in this more modern age, there's also what you mentioned before, things like digital boundaries or boundaries online. Perhaps the information that we choose to share or not share, and I guess ways that people interact with us, whether that's messaging us or interacting with us on social media. Each of those different types of boundary is relevant in people's daily lives, but can shift depending on the context.
Yeah. Are there some practical steps now that we can use to set healthy boundaries in our lives?
Yeah, well, I think the first and most important step is really continuing to get some clarity on some of our own needs. Mm-hmm. And I guess a good way to do that is really being mindful or noticing what drains us or what interactions or activities or requests by other people might leave us feeling resentful. I guess if we don't know our own limits, then we're not going to be able to articulate those to other people, which is what boundary setting is all about. Hmm. I guess another practical step that I would possibly suggest is really starting small with boundaries. So people can begin to practice with low-stake situations and I guess gaining the skills and confidence before maybe moving on to bigger ones. So that could be maybe experimenting with the boundary around leaving work or other commitments on time or as scheduled, and really experimenting with how that goes, challenging any maybe catastrophic scenarios or narratives that might go on in our minds about if we did that and what might happen.
Yeah. If you've just joined us, this is Mind Matters on Joy Drive with clinical psychologist Anthony Smith. We're exploring the importance of boundaries in protecting our mental health and relationships. Anthony, I was just thinking about an example that I had like at work, not trying to brag, but I do find it, I like to be the people pleaser. Like I like to say yes, particularly when it comes to, you know, a senior leader, and it might not be something that I really want to do, or it's not really within the scope of my work. Like, what would you suggest I do in that situation?
And it really may not be sustainable over the long term too. Mm. And so I think, as I often kind of talk to about clients within in the therapy room, we can think about these things, but I think really putting these into practice in real world scenarios and experimenting with them, as I was saying, starting small, getting confidence with that, and I guess getting a broad range of different people's reactions when we do begin to implement these boundaries, and just seeing how that goes.
Yeah, it's It's often uncomfortable, though, is we always think, like, if we do say something, I'm just thinking, you know, if I said no to something, I think, oh, it's going to affect how they perceive me or my career, or potentially other opportunities might not go my way because suddenly I'm starting to say no. That's kind of what's going on in my head. Do you have any practical tips around how to stop that voice in the head from going?
Yeah. And I think most people, we were talking a little bit about the steps to boundary setting. Most people can recognize what's important to them and can articulate that. But I guess the next part of boundary setting and the nature of boundary setting is when we put a boundary in place, someone may want to cross that boundary. Someone may want something from us that we're not prepared to give. And so it's really being comfortable weathering that possible conflict that might happen. And I think that's where some people can come a bit unstuck when they're setting their boundaries.
Yeah.
So I think it's about expecting some pushback, that of course resistance is normal when dynamics change, and perhaps reminding ourselves that if people are reacting strongly, then maybe that means that the boundary was overdue. Really thinking that although there might be some short-term discomfort in setting boundaries like this, actually it can improve our overall well-being because we're protecting what's important to us and in turn able to be more present in some of those interactions with other people.
And I understand in your practice, like, you work with a lot of people from the LGBTQIA+ community. Could you share a few real-life examples of how boundaries might play out for queer folk?
Yeah, so lots of different kind of aspects of our lives. So perhaps it's around coming out and identity and deciding who is safe to share aspects of ourselves with. Sometimes we can be our authentic selves, but sometimes we need to prioritize our safety. Mm. So that might be an important boundary to consider. It could be around negotiating family dynamics, maybe managing unsupportive or unsafe relationships or relatives. It could be around negotiating dating and sexual health, whether that's around consent, whether that's around HIV disclosure, around PrEP, open relationships, that kinds of things. And as we were saying before, maybe also in those digital realms too, perhaps managing risks of our sexuality or being out of the line, or managing who has access to information about us out there.
Yeah, yeah. And just before we wrap up, if our listeners could just take one message about boundaries today, what do you think that could be?
Yeah, so I think boundaries are a skill. Like many things in life, anyone can learn them, but they take some practice. And practicing might involve starting small, experimenting with them in real life, gauging our predictions and how actually things do unfold in real life, and recognizing that there's a need for some flexibility in boundaries, that they can change over time.
Okay.
Ultimately, I just want to remind everyone that boundaries are really self-respect, not necessarily selfishness. And healthy boundaries really create space for healthier connections in all aspects of our lives.
Yeah, that's a really good message to end on. Thank you so much. Anthony, it's been great to chat with you and look forward to hearing you next month.
Thank you very much. I'll see everyone next month.
That was clinical psychologist Anthony Smith with his month's Mind Matters segment.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.